I call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order at 1:34 p.m. We're on Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. We're meeting today in room 205 in the Capitol Building. Please silence your cell phones as a courtesy. Today, members present are Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Begich, and myself, Senator Wilson. We'll continue today with Senate Bill 122, OCS Citizen Review Panel by Senator Coghill's office. On Monday, we heard the sessional analysis and some expert testimony on the bill. At this time, we'll hear a little bit further presentation from Rufina Moss, from Senate staff to Senator Coghill, and to forward and provide a little bit more additional information about the bill. Ms. Moss, you may begin when ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Reneva Moss, staff to Senator Coghill. I just wanted to give you a short background on the Citizens Review Panel. This is the title of the bill, and basically what it does is it moves the Citizens Review Panel from the Health and Social Services to the Ombudsman's Office under the legislature. The Citizens Review Panel actually was created in state statute in 1990. It was more of a review of foster care, children that are in foster care, to make sure that they didn't languish in foster care. However, it wasn't funded until 1993, I believe it was, and it was a pilot project specific to Anchorage. And during about a year and a half, during that pilot project, they actually investigated over 200 individual cases, and there was alleged budget and audit report on the pilot project, and they decided it was a very valuable program, so it was put into state statute, but never really taken advantage of until about 2003. Then in because of the remoteness of the villages in Alaska, there really wasn't the funding to do anything that was really significant to the purpose of the Citizens Review Panel. Then in 2005, House Bill 53 was enacted. And again, we put in statute what we have now for the Citizens Review Panel. And in doing this, the legislature recognized that the Citizens Review Panel was underutilized, pretty important in the process, and we needed to find a better way for it to work. So they started getting an annual budget. I think it started out at $75,000 a year. Currently, it's at $100,000 a year. That pays for travel. Most of their meetings are by teleconference. They have been pretty frugal in the use of their money so that they could visit as many areas as they could and actually meet with parents involved with OCS, with caseworkers, and with tribal workers, ICWA workers.
Ms. Moss, just for a brief moment, I just want to welcome Senator Geisel to the committee, who's joined us a few minutes ago.
Thank you. So the Citizens Review Panel is required to examine the policies and procedures of OCS, evaluate the performances, and make annual reports to the legislature. As I said the other day, they are subject to the Open Meetings Act, and what I didn't say the other day is they have actually produced 15 annual reports so far, and they are on the website if you'd like to read them. This bill, as I said, transfers it from the Office of Children's Services to the legislative branch. We feel that the Ombudsman's mission matches the Citizens Review Panel quite well, and that's why we chose the Ombudsman's office. There had been discussion of the governor's office. There had been discussion of the court system, but we feel like they complement each other. The Ombudsman's Office, they accept citizens' complaints on a case-by-case basis. They investigate on a case-by-case basis. The CRP, although they have the authority to do that, they have never reviewed individual cases, but have encouraged people to go through the grievance process of OCS or contact the Ombudsman's Office. The question the other day was, on the Ombudsman's Office interaction with OCS, and this is a little graph that shows you from 2013 through 2017 the actual number of complaints that they have had about OCS. I put a little asterisk on 2017 to show that they actually investigated 136 cases of the 250 that were filed. Ms. Burkhart had explained that the others were declined because the people had not complained to OCS. They hadn't gone through the grievance process, or the decision was subject, and that's subject with a S, not a W, to the judge's decision. As we said, we feel like they complement each other. The role of the ombudsman is to help ensure that not only state government, but federal government and municipal governments are serving Alaskans as efficiently, effectively, and equitably as possible. They do that through individual case investigations. The Citizens Review Panel, their purpose is to serve, make sure that OCS is serving families as efficiently, effectively, and equitably as possible, and they do that through outreach and advocacy. So why Senate Bill 122? We're not intending to criticize the Office of Children's Services or the Citizens Review Panel. We feel they both can work better, and Senator Coghill will introduce this bill to start a dialogue about strengthening the public acceptance of the review process for child protection services. And we feel that should be an external review process, external from OCS.
Thank you, Ms. Moss. Are there any questions for the bill sponsors at this time? Senator Von Imhoff.
I do have a question about the fiscal note. Is it appropriate to ask now or? Okay. So, Ms. Moss, the fiscal note here says it's $143,000 in fiscal year 19. I remember when we talked before, the previous speaker indicated their budget's about $100,000 a year, and it's been that way for several years. Mm-hmm. So I have to assume that the budget is just going to be transferred kind of to this new entity in the new location. So the budget's not necessarily going up by $143,000. It's going to go up maybe by $43,000, and the source of funds is still the same as before.
Through the chair, Senator Von Imhoff, that is correct. Their budget currently is $100,000. This fiscal note assumes that there would be a permanent full-time position. With this fiscal note, this bill will go to Finance Committee, so that's something you'll be discussing in Finance.
And to my understanding, and maybe Ms. Burkhart can answer some of the additional questions of the additional expense at this time. I know that might be appropriate.
Kate Burkhart, Alaska State Ombudsman. We prepared the fiscal note to reflect the expanded duties for the Citizens Review Panel in SB 122. Also, it's in recognition of the fact that, as written, the Citizens Review Panel would be co-located with the Office of the Ombudsman for budgetary purposes only. What that does is create a fiscal agent relationship and not a supervisory relationship. And so the staffing contemplated in the fiscal note before you is of a professional level staff who has the expertise and experience and authority to operate with minimal supervision from the CRP chairperson. And so it is a more expensive way to staff, but the bill is written to where the ombudsman really just is kind of the holder of their resources and not engaged in the supervision of staff. So they're our opportunities to save on the personal services costs if there is a more supervisory role, because then you could have a paraprofessional staff who would have active supervision.
Good, thank you. Okay,
thank you. And also for committee members, we also have Dr. Vallapalle, the chair of the Citizen Review Panel, on the phone for questions. Kate Burkhart, who just spoke, State Ombudsman's is in here, and also Tracy Sparks Campbell, the Deputy Director of the Office of Children's Services, is also here for questions as well. Are there any other questions for the bill sponsor at this time? Okay. With that, we'll go ahead and open to public testimony. On the phone in the Kenai LIO, we have Thomas Gerber. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record, and you may begin and plan about 3 minutes for your testimony.
Well, my name is Thomas Gerber. I'm a resident of Kenai. I have concern. I support the bill, but I do have some concerns that I'd like to address with you. Specifically, on the CRP's annual report on page 15, the CRP, despite many attempts by the CRP to be involved in conversations and participate in the federal child family service review process, the panel was only informed of the progress being made within OCS but was not invited to participate. Since the CFSR is a significant review exercise, the CRP received invitations to attend a quarterly stakeholder teleconference scheduled on April, but it was not participate. The Ombudsman in Report A-2016-0923 brought up an issue of the Quality Assurance Unit in which she was requesting that a worker's cases be reviewed because of her neglect, and which resulted in a child being harmed. The OCS responded saying that the Quality Assurance Unit does not have the capacity to present to at present to understand or undertake the type of review. Furthermore, given the office has the highest caseload of anywhere else in the state, it is more likely than not that some cases aren't getting the attention they need, they should. In 2011, the Ombudsman conducted an investigation of the Office of Children's Services grievance process and determined that upper-level management did not know how to implement the grievance process. The CRP reported in its annual report that still, 3 years after the implementation of a new grievance process, it's still not functioning properly. And the Ombudsman and the Citizen Review Panel has pointed out that normal citizens that have been accused of abuse, there is no means of addressing or challenging OCS's substantiated findings. In 2011, actually 7 years to the date, my son threatened to kill me or himself because his mother would not allow him to play on a video game. Mom called the police. The police came to the house and directed him to go to the hospital. We took him to the hospital. The next day, the Office of Children's Services came to the home and interviewed both me and my wife, my 18-year-old son and our 13-year-old son, then went to Anchorage and interviewed our son up there. Through the process, I tried to file a grievance against the Office of Children's Services, and I couldn't get anywhere because there was no grievance process. So Tom Wagner's office helped me get what is called an administrative hearing. During the administrative hearing, I received I asked for subpoenas to get records for because I was being accused of abuse. Come to find out, there is no subpoena authority. Therefore, you cannot challenge the Office of Children's Services. I strongly recommend that more be done to protect people's due process and civil rights. And I believe that the CRP and the Ombudsman need more assistance to do so. Tammy Wilson, in her request for a grand jury investigation, she wrote, "The Department of Health and Services, Office of Children's Services, has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. Poor parents are often targeted to lose their children because they do not have the means to hire lawyers and fight the system. Parents are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning the children. Caseworkers and social workers are oftentimes guilty of fraud. They withhold evidence, they fabricate evidence, and seek to terminate parental rights. The separation of family is growing as a business because local governments have grown accustomed to having federal dollars to balance their ever-expanding budgets. OCS can hide behind confidentiality clause in order to protect their decisions and keep the funds flowing. Social workers are a glue that hold the system together and funds the courts and children's attorneys. That multiple other jobs include the OCS attorneys. The adoption of Safe and Family Act offers cash bonuses to states.
Mr. Garber, if you can just wrap up your quick comments here, just overall, you do support Senate Bill 122? Yes? No?
Okay.
What and just speak just to the bill.
Was a statement from Tammy Wilson, your colleague. There have been multiple reports from the CRP to address the due process and protections that are needed to protect the children. Not only what happens to the parents, eventually happens to the children because they have children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, their civil liberties and due process. The CRP needs your support, and I believe that this bill would help that, but I believe that also that more needs to be done, both for the CRP and the Ombudsman, to protect everybody's due process of civil rights. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Also on the line in the Anchorage off-net is Dr. Valapalli, the Chair of the Citizens Review Panel Board. Doctor, if you have any additional statements you would like to add in your testimony, public testimony for Senate Bill 122, we will hear those at this time. Just plan about 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to restate what I said on Monday. This bill proposes to move CRP out of OCS and into the Ombudsman's office. While that can be helpful, there are other things that need to be addressed, especially the differences between the missions of Ombudsman's office and the CRP. The CRP has a clear role to advocate and also to conduct public outreach. In my conversation with the Ombudsman, she's committed to promote that mission. So I'm hopeful that this will be addressed and make sure that all those elements are preserved. The other point I made is the autonomy of CRP. We have considerable autonomy in our operations in Alaska. That is something that most CRPs across the country do not have. We need to preserve it, enhance it, and make sure that it is sustained. The other point I made on Monday was the level of access that the current CRP enjoys in Alaska with respect to the OCS leadership or the legislature. That played very well to ensure that the operation, to the extent it is accountable. There are still gaps, and that needs to be enhanced. Those are the key pieces that I hope will be discussed and preserved. There was also some comment about the current budget and how it hasn't been utilized to the full extent over the last several years. I just want to state that the budget was not used to the full extent over the last several years because of a conscious decision that the panel made in order to get it more efficient. There were several instances when the panel did not feel like we were getting enough support from the staff we had at the time, and so we asked them to hold off on their work, and volunteers took over many of the functions that the coordinator was performing. So there was no time that the coordinator could charge because the volunteers were performing most of those functions. With the new coordinator in place, we have much more support, and at the moment, we are actually debating how to conserve her hours to make sure she's available for key functions that she needs to perform. So this year, I'm very certain that we will not only use the budget, but we will be struggling at the end to make sure we can perform all the functions that we need to. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Are there any questions for Dr. Valapalli at this time? Is there anyone else here in the room in Juneau like to testify to Senate Bill 122? And seeing no one else online, we'll go ahead and close public testimony at this time. I do have a question from the Department of Office of Children's Services on their sort of viewpoint of this piece of legislation. If they had a statement or in support or in neutral or...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tracy Spertz Campbell, Deputy Director for the Office of Children's Services, for the record. At this point, the administration's neutral on the bill.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions for Deputy Director? Thank you. Would the bill sponsor like to make any closing comments at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Renee Vamos, staff to Senator Coghill. I just wanted to expand on some remarks that Senator Geisel had brought up on Monday about the structure of the Citizens Review Panel. I've discussed this with Kate Burkhart and with Senator Geisel's staff, and we're going to look at making some changes in judiciary and putting more of a structure to the Citizens Review Panel.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Thank you. Is there any other further committee discussion on this bill? Seeing and hearing none, are there any amendments for Senate Bill 122? Hearing none, is there a motion to move this bill out of committee? Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes, thank you. I move Senate Bill 122, version 30-LS0047-D, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
All right.
Okay. Okay, there's a correction here. So it's version 30-LS0047-J, as in Juliet, is the correct version.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 122 is moved from committee with the understanding legislative legal is authorized to make any necessary technical or reforming adjustments. We'll take an ID to sign the documents.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Back on the record. Thus concludes our business for this afternoon for Senate Hess. Friday, we'll hear representatives from the Key Coalition. Also, for folks that may have been interested in our Monday presentation and to sort of today's, the DHSS, Office of Children's Services Director, will be here on Wednesday, March 7th, to provide their response to Monday's Citizens Review Panel presentation. Senator Begich.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we report SB 72 version LS0615-A out of committee with the individual recommendations and the accompanying zero fiscal note.
Okay. I'll object. Ms. Senator Baggett?
Well, last, as you know, Mr. Chairman, this committee recently passed out another piece of legislation that it felt was not germane to this committee's purview. This particular bill relates to the Office of Equal Employment Opportunity and the idea that discrimination for transgender youth would be addressed, transgender people would be addressed. That would more appropriately fall under the Judiciary Committee's purview. Further, that particular piece of legislation had tremendous testimony over a day and a half. That there's been a request for it to be heard again. That particular bill was, public hearing was closed over my objections, which I removed with an assurance from you on the record that there would be action on this bill. It, based on the comments made at the hearing of that other piece of legislation that passed out, it's clear to me that if a bill isn't, that this committee has said that if a bill isn't within the purview of the committee, it should be moved to the next committee for referral for appropriate address, for appropriate level of addressing it. I would further add that there was tremendous support on the public record for that piece of legislation, while there was also opposition, and unlike the bill we did pass out. And so I would ask that there be due consideration of this request and that we move it to the next committee of referral.
Any other discussion? Well, Senator Begich, my understanding for this piece of legislation, and I did talk with the sponsor of this bill, was that that commission was going through sort of the regulatory process on that, and I have not heard official word back on that process or where they were moving that piece of legislation. So at this time, I will maintain my objection, and we'll do a Senate roll call vote at this time. We'll take a committee ready to? Okay. Jeannie Foy for Senate Records, you may.
The motion to move Senate Bill 122.
I'm sorry, this is Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72. All right, okay. Senator Von Imhoff?
No.
Senator Begich?
Yes.
Senator Giesel?
No.
No.
1 yay, 3 nays, and 1 absent.
Thank you. With that, Senate Bill 72 failed to move from committee. Any other closing remarks, Senator Begich?
Yes, I want to thank you, Senator Wilson, Chairman Wilson, for considering the request.
Thank you. With that, we are adjourned at 2 p.m.